Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, mainly sunny though, high end of about 70 degrees, so it's going to be a lot cooler than we've had for the past few days. Around the area, Kenosha, 62 degrees at this hour. In Burlington, right now it is 64, Milwaukee 62, 61 in Racine. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee recommends denial of a Class B liquor license renewal application to Sam Naimi and his Riverside Inn Hotel at 3700 Northwestern Avenue, even though he met all the provisions of an agreement with the city in reference to correcting facility and operational problems. The panel citing continued police calls to the site in the past 3 months. Alderman Melissa Lemke noting at least three of the legitimate police calls for service were alcohol-related.
I'm just really concerned about renewing their liquor license, given that three within the last month revolved around alcohol, at least in some degree. And that's only three that is explicitly written, you know, how many of the hang-up calls or whatever, we don't even know. And I'm also concerned that, you know, when the police are being called here 15 times in 3 months, that it's a waste of resources.
Assistant City Attorney Nu Tran pointing out that the agreement for cleaning up past problems specifically pointed out there is no guarantee of a license renewal, even if everything was accomplished.
There's a phrase in there that specifically tells the licensee that if anything else happens, or even if nothing else happens, the city does not promise them a license. The committee can't do that. The city can't do that. It's a decision that has to be made at the time of renewal. So there's nothing explicit in the agreement that prohibits or requires the city to renew his license, even if he did all of those things.
Alderman Ray DeHaan called it a catch-22 situation, given that the agreement provisions have been met. He voiced concern for any lawsuit with denial.
I sympathize with what they're doing, but what I see happening here, if we do not approve it, is a countersuit against us, because on the surface, he's met all his agreement. It's a catch-22, because and we're sympathetic to them. We'd like to help them out with that, but I don't know that we can't. We have the grounds to do that. And I guess that's where I'm coming from.
If the full common council agrees to non-renewal of the license for the Riverside Inn, owner Sam Naimi, who did not attend the meeting, could request a due process hearing. One of the owners of the Reef Point Brewhouse restaurant located at Reef Point Marina posted reaction to the NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem on his personal Facebook page, and now there's all kinds of reaction. "Kill the idiot players. They are nothing but garbage," is what John Valco posted, while other owners of the restaurant quickly responded by distancing themselves. Valco's refused further comment, but reportedly expressed no remorse for his controversial posting in the message to a Facebook friend. The message further stating, "Don't have any idea what has to do with the restaurant. May be horrifying to you, but it was gratifying to many that feel the same way." The message goes on to say, "When you disrespect our flag, that is like spitting in my face and putting a dagger in my heart." Some social media users have been calling for a boycott of the restaurant, which is operating at Reef Point under a contract with Racine County, the marina's owner. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Bocan, by the way, is a Kenosha native, and he got involved in the ongoing national anthem protest controversy. He took to one knee on the floor of the House. The Democrats saying that while the demonstrations start to raise awareness about racial inequality, now it's about respecting American lives that have been lost to fight for this country's ideals, including nonviolent protests. Bocan represents Madison and parts of southern Wisconsin. A company was installing a sign yesterday in Burlington. Hit a gas main, forced the evacuation of that immediate area, and even shut down power. This was about 10:30 in the morning, the sign crew hitting the 5-inch main with an auger in the area of South Main Street and Edgewood Drive, according to fire officials. As a precaution, more than two dozen homes in that area and several apartment buildings were evacuated. Also as a precaution, We Energy's Brian Manthe says they shut down the electricity just to be sure there was nothing that might spark another problem.
What we were doing is working with the fire department, police department, to make sure the area was safe as we tried to stop that flow of gas to the break. And so during that time, you don't want to have any sparks that could possibly ignite that natural gas. So by turning off the power to that area, we were able to keep at least those sparks from being any kind of an issue that could create a problem in that area where the natural gas leak was.
The power outage affecting about 1,900 customers, he says. The break was brought under control just before about 1 o'clock. Power then restored to most of the customers in Burlington, the rest later on. Those in the immediate vicinity of the break were the latest to come on board. And in Sauk County Circuit Court, a 63-year-old man from Racine has been charged with stabbing a woman at a condominium in Lake Delton. James Kaplan said that he and the woman were at a tavern together. They started drinking, according to the charging document. Woman confronted him about it because he said he was trying to quit. Well, later, he stabbed the woman twice in the neck, the document says, with a knife. She started packing her things to leave. Kaplan allegedly stating to her, "I'm going to kill you." Lake Delton police indicate Kaplan denied stabbing the woman, whose artery was nicked, but they did find blood on his hand and the front of his shorts. He remains jailed on $25,000 cash bond. He'll be back in court October the 5th. The Mount Pleasant Village Board and the Community Development Authority have a joint meeting this afternoon at the Village Hall. It is related to the Foxconn project, though again the official language for the closed session labels the topic a development project within the village, and as usual, nothing's expected to be announced afterward. Meanwhile, ahead of the official announcement on where this ginormous LCD production plant is going to be going, the Milwaukee Business Journal got a hold of the offer that was made by the city of Kenosha. Up until Mayor John Antaramian pulled the plug. It included new public safety facilities near the site, additional public works projects, more buses for getting workers to that site, plus an airport customs office, $291 million in total value, $115 million projected for getting water to the Kenosha site. The Milwaukee Business Journal also has filed open records requests for the incentives proposals from both Mount Pleasant and Racine County. Those, of course, are still part of the negotiating process. The Burlington Common Council will have a special meeting tonight about dispatch operations and where to go with it after the July flood knocked out the city's facility in the basement of the police department. WRJN's Janet Hoff previews tonight's gathering.
Aldermen and staff are scheduled to meet at 6 o'clock at the Department of Public Works facilities on South Pine Street. The bottom line question to be answered is whether city leaders want to keep local dispatching while also finding $250,000 to reestablish the physical setup, or join the Racine County Communications Center at the Sheriff's Department substation in Ives Grove. Burlington was and continues to be the only municipality in Racine County that does not use the county's communication center. City dispatchers have been handling emergency and non-emergency radio for police, but don't have the capability for 911 fire and rescue calls, which the county dispatch center has been handling these past 2+ months. Burlington Mayor Jeannie Hefty and Police Chief Mark Anderson both have come out in support of local dispatch. Some of the council members at their last meeting also expressed a desire to restore the operation. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Racine Unified School Board is going to hold a public hearing next Monday night, October 2nd, starting at 6 o'clock in the Building 1 of the Administrative Services Center to seek regarding instruction time. They want to get less of it. This public meeting notice says the Board of Education will consider a waiver from the Department of Public Instruction to provide 13 hours less instruction time than the 1,137 currently required during a given school year. A job description for the next finance director in the Village of Mount Pleasant, okayed this week by the Village Board, subject to a review by legal counsel. Trustee Sonny Haven originally said he didn't believe that a full legal review was even necessary, noting the current finance director, Kay Magar, is leaving before the end of the month. Didn't want the process to be held up in any way.
Well, I'm not sure what we're going to review because I think everything under the sun is listed here, and certainly can spend some attorney fees if we want. But again, I've gone over this with Kay, has looked at the whole thing, and in fact she added some things and subtracted a few things, and so here's the end result. I'm sure if Kay doesn't know what the job duties are, I'm not sure who would.
It was decided the document would be reviewed by legal counsel, though it would not have to come back to the Village Board before being posted. That compromise approved unanimously. Magyar is leaving Mount Pleasant for a finance director job closer to her home in Brown County. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Thank you.